You're listening to The Main Event on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Jake, Cody, and Jose.
Now facing Hunter Penn, two-run home run earlier tonight. He drives one to right field, sending Reddick back. He's at the wall. He jumps. He makes a tremendous catch. He robs a three-run home run.
What an absolutely incredible play by Josh Reddick.
That ball's smoked to center field. Broxton watches. That is gone. Up by the home run pump, Yordan Alvarez. Fly ball. Center field. Josh Reddick calls off Jake Mariznick. The Astros have done it. A four-pitcher combined no-hitter.
And the Astros accomplish it on a magical weekend with a magical team.
You heard him right there, and you're going to hear him now on the Progressive Guest Line. He's the color voice of the Houston Astros on AT&T Sportsnet. You also catch him on the Bleacher Blums podcast. Follow him on Twitter, at Blummer27. He's Jeff Blum. Jeff, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Doing fantastic. And look, we heard one of the highlights there in the middle, and I want to start with this. Have you ever seen anything quite like Yordan Alvarez?
No, not at all. Not that polished. You know, I came up and I was with Vladimir Guerrero as a young ball player. So, I've seen what great young talent is, but I haven't seen it as refined as Yordan Alvarez or as strong. Even as strong as Vladdy was, Yordan Alvarez is that much stronger.
Jeff, when you watch him play every day, as you do, what has stood out to you the most? I mean, you just look at his command of the strike zone for such a young player. To me, that's been so impressive. But getting a chance to see him up close and see kind of what he does behind the scenes, what makes this guy such a special player?
For me, it's the composure. It's the ability to go out there and play at this level. And we haven't really seen him, you know, he doesn't show a lot of emotion, but he doesn't really panic either. And what I love is that he never steps out of the box if he takes a pitch. He's ready to hit. If he does foul off a pitch, he steps out, takes a little bit of to get back in the box, kind of thinking about the AB. But we just saw him on the road trip go through a 1-15 little mini slump for him and really didn't change his attitude at all. That's what you want to see. You want to see a guy who is highly successful be the same guy he is when he's struggling a little bit. And that's probably the most impressive thing to me watching from the outside. But it also means a lot for those guys in the clubhouse to see that Yordan Alvarez, no matter what he's doing in the ballgame, is there to win ball games, and if he's scuffling, he's not going to be a different guy.
Jeff Blum, our guest on the Progressive Guest Line, sponsored by Progressive. Make it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. He's the color voice of the Houston Astros on AT&T Sportsnet. Follow him on Twitter, at Blummer27. Zach Greinke was a nice little pickup right around the deadline. Shades of the Verlander deal where the deadline was done, and then got it in just in time. What's your impression of Greinke and what he's brought to the table with this team so far?
I like him, and I like a little bit of the quirkiness to him, too. You know, a lot of people say it's the anxiety or it's, you know, this, you know, doesn't really want to be one of those more social guys. But I really like the idea of him being the mad professor in between two flamethrowers like Verlander and Cole. And I thought it was a lot of fun to watch him his last time out against the Oakland A's. He had to be the stopper in that rotation, and he really took it by the reins and became that stopper in that ballgame. But I also like the fact that he pitched the fourth game of that series and really did his homework, watching what was happening to Astros pitching, watching the approach of the Oakland Athletics, and he adjusted to that. We saw him throw a lot more fastballs, and he became highly effective with that because I think in that series we started to recognize that the A's were hitting a lot of off-speed, and Greinke, even with his 90-mile-an-hour fastball, not a lot of velocity, was able to dot it on both sides of the corner, was able to climb the ladder every once in a while, but it set up that great changeup he's got too.
You know, Jeff, you look at a guy like Carlos Correa, we know how talented of a player he's been, and when he's been out there, he's been one of the best shortstops in the game, but he leaves the game last night with back discomfort. A.J. Hinch has said they're not sure of the severity of the injury just yet. What do you think of Carlos Correa, and at what point does he have to put together that full season before he kind of becomes this guy known as being a great player, but someone that really can't stay on the field consistently?
Listen, you know, and I know in watching him play that he is a highly valuable talent and hopefully someday will garner a multi-million-dollar, multi-year contract. But he needs to stay on the field and prove that he can be healthy before somebody's going to give him a 6 or 7 year deal, which he probably deserves because when he is on the field, he is a highly productive athlete. 20 home runs this year. He is an easy 20 plus home run guy. especially in this lineup for the Astros, he's going to be a heavy RBI guy. And the defense he's played in the last 2 years has really stood out for me. He's been aggressive with his first step. He's been very good with that powerful arm that he's got and solidifying the middle part of that diamond for the Astros. But the thing is, and I think that why so much scrutiny is on him right now with that back injury is because he is so supremely talented and such a good fit in this lineup that we all want to see him in there producing because he really, you know, brings so much to the table. But in that sense, we might be a little bit spoiled. But, you know, it's up to Carlos to recognize what he needs to do to be on the field a little more often.
Jeff Blum, our guest on the Progressive Guest Line. Quote, buy and save on home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at progressive.com. He's the color voice of the Houston Astros on AT&T Sportsnet. Follow him on Twitter, at Blummer27. Listen to the podcast, Bleacher Blums, as well. Jeff, for all the Jose Altuves, the George Springers, the Alex Bregmans, one of the best players on this team this season, wasn't even on this team last year, and has been one of the best additions from last year's free agency. Michael Brantley, not only the hits, the average, but all that, can you see sort of the intangible stuff that Brantley brings to the table on top of those tangible results he has brought?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, he's a 10-year veteran. He's an all-star. He's, you know, competed for batting titles. He should hopefully win one this year. But, you know, in watching a guy go through his 10-year career and understanding what he's been able to do, that's where he comes in handy in that clubhouse, because we saw it with Carlos Beltran, Brian McCann. What these guys were doing is helping these younger players learn how to play through a 162-game season, helping them understand what it's like to be able to be on the field healthy, maybe play through some nagging injuries and things like that, but also create an approach that makes everybody successful and really create a good team dynamic.
Jeff, just how important do you think home field advantage throughout the playoffs is for the Astros at this point? We know they have a comfortable lead with their division. They're going to be a team that has as good a chance as anyone to win a championship, but they trail the Yankees by 3 games for the best record in the American League. And obviously, you know, we saw a couple of years ago when those two teams played just how important home field advantage was in the LCS. Do you think that's something that the Astros are going to try and go for, or is the health and preserving the starters and the bullpen arms going to be that much more important down the stretch?
No, they're going to go for it. I mean, if they have a chance to protect some of these guys in the back end of the bullpen, I think AJ's actually done a good job in using the Harris, Presley, Osuna guys to win ball games and kind of laying off them if the game is out of hand or if they're behind. He really saves those guys for late in the ball game to go out there and get those wins. But, yeah, that's first and foremost on their priority list is they know they're going to win the West. It's just a matter of can they get enough wins to go out there and create that home field advantage because, like you guys just said, we saw how valuable it was in 2017.
Jeff Blum, our guest on the Progressive Guest Line, brought to you by Progressive's Home Insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. This may sound like a strange question, Jeff, but is one of the starters, one of those starters in the rotation, is one of them more important than any of the other ones, or can you kind of just kind of spread out the level of importance for those guys?
No, I don't want to put it on one guy. I know that they're good enough, you know, all three of those guys at the top, if you're strictly speaking about Cole, Greinke, and Verlander, all three of those guys are highly important to that rotation. But, I mean, if you had to pinpoint a guy, I think this season, you know, Gerrit Cole's really been that X factor as far as how he's gone out there and pitched in his, you know, shoot, since the end of April, he's been phenomenal. But, the only thing that I can really, and I want to believe that it would happen with Verlander or Greinke if they came out of their start early enough, like we saw that last Saturday in Chicago. I think that those guys might have been Wednesday. Who knows? It was a long enough road trip. But anyways, when those guys come out of their starts early, you can see it kind of deflate the dugout. But I can't put it on any one guy because they're all so valuable as a unit.
Jeff, as someone who played the game, obviously, what is your take on just the rate of home runs this year? We know about the balls allegedly being juiced. Even, you know, Justin Verlander commented about it at the All-Star break. What have been your thoughts just on what we've seen from the game this year and whether or not the baseballs are juiced and kind of what it means for the sport moving forward?
We always hear about, you know, chicks dig the long ball, but I also think that Fred Manfred likes the long ball a little bit too. And you know, you hear rumors about the ball being juiced, and early on in the season, it's tough to quantify, but now you get deeper in the season, and you start to see guys with multi-home runs. You start to see, you know, rookie home run records being broken in the National League, and you start to see guys, outfielders for me, have a tendency more to break back on baseballs and drift to the warning track as opposed to come in, And that's when I started to really notice and start to try and understand what is actually going on. Yes, the swing approach is a little bit different with the uppercut. Yes, pitchers are pitching up in the zone a little bit, so that's going to create more fly balls. But at the same time, I'm worried about the outfielders catching balls on the warning track, and I'm worried about some of those, you know, those baseballs that just get into the stands where guys are putting their heads down as hitters, and they look up and they realize they've got a home run. Those are the ones that are frustrating to me. And there was a great article in The Athletic where an astrophysicist actually broke down the ball flight and some of the differences. So I'm not a conspiracy theorist, and I know that Major League Baseball will never admit to it, but I believe there's something going on with the baseball.
Jeff Blum, our guest on the Progressive Guest Line. He's the color voice of the Houston Astros for AT&T Sportsnet. You catch him on Twitter, at Blummer27, also the Bleacher Blums podcast. Jeff, just because, you know, if things started, say, tomorrow, this would be who the Astros would play in the playoffs. Do you have a beat or do you have a read on how you think the AL Central is going to play out? Twins are leading it. They've been pretty impressive, but the Indians closed fast, and now they're sort of in a battle to see who's going to end up in the wild card, who's going to end up the leader of the AL Central. Do you have a read on who you think's going to win the AL Central, and maybe who you'd want to see win the AL Central?
Well, I don't want the Astros to have to play the Indians. I think that'd be another tough matchup for them, even though they cleaned their clock in the 2018 playoffs. The only concern for me with the Indians is seeing that Corey Kluber came out of his last start on his rehab assignment. I'm not sure how serious that is, but if he's able to work himself back into that rotation, it makes them that much deeper. And some of the young arms that we saw that last time through Cleveland were pretty impressive. And now with the addition of Yasiel Puig and Franmil Reyes, they've got two legitimate power hitters in the middle part of their lineup. So that solidifies their outfield. And then you've got Jose Ramirez swinging the bat well. Though that Indians team, just with the experience and the depth of pitching in their starting rotation, kind of scare me a little bit. But, you know, there's a lot of thump in Minnesota, but I like the way that the Astros pitching matches up with their hitting, though.
Jeff, we appreciate the time, man. We love the work that you, Todd, and Julia, and the whole AT&T Sportsnet crew do. And we appreciate you visiting with us, talking some Stros.
Thanks, Jeff.
No, great being on with you, and it's great talking about the Astros again going into the playoffs.
Yes, sir. He's Jeff Blum. You catch him on Twitter, at Blummer27, the Bleacher Blum, Bleacher Blums podcast as well, as the color voice of the Astros on AT&T Sportsnet. He joined us on the Progressive Guest Line. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer gives you multiple quote options so you can pick what's right for you. See for yourself at progressive.com today.